In your board retreat materials, I gave you a copy of a recent report that we sent to CPE, Council on Post-Secondary Education, that resulted from a legislative research commission staff request, therefore a legislator wanting to know additional information about post-secondary education. Normally we get these requests in concert with budget requests, because this is an opportunity for colleges and universities to demonstrate good stewardship of public funds and help make a case for additional funds to be appropriated by the General Assembly. The requests are sometimes frustrating because they come in with a short turnaround. And we are complex universities. That's one variable. The second problem is some of the things that are happening across this campus are for the right reason. They improve our efficiency and effectiveness, but sometimes being able to put a dollar value to these items is next to impossible. So we have an education process that does occur between us and the council staff about the reporting and how to use the report. I can appreciate having a report that's two pages, but again, in a complex university, trying to boil down all the wonderful things that are happening here, it's tough to get it to a two-page report. So what you were given in your retreat material was, in fact, a two-page report as requested. But given I'm a little bit obstinate, I sent the CPE staff the longer version of the report, and President Ransdell decided this was probably some information that you would appreciate seeing as well. For our ability to control costs, a lot of it has to do with what you have heard previously, and that is in the area of utilities and efficiencies that we have gained. So your report references what we call performance contracting, guaranteed improvements. There are other efficiencies that are occurring within the academic arena. When I have an opportunity to share a report with Frankfurt about efficiencies, the first thing I tell them is our number one efficiency is our increase in enrollment and our increase in degree productivity at the same time that we've implemented significant state budget reductions without curtailing our enrollment. You know, some institutions across the nation will come back and say, well, we'll just cap enrollment. So that hasn't been a strategy here. So the number one efficiency really is the fact that we have increased our degree productivity with declining state funding. So I'm not going to get into these items, but if there's an item on this list that piques your interest, maybe we can have it as an information item at the Finance and Budget Committee. The Council on Post-Secondary Education staff has been working with the universities to say, these reports do reflect the uniqueness of each institution, but sometimes that causes some discomfort. So they created this template to allow universities starting this fiscal year to try to identify from the beginning of the year. If you ask me in January, and I don't know in January, you want to know what have we done this year to help save money, to streamline processes, then we're scurrying around trying to identify the good things we've done. So what they have done is created a template for this fiscal year moving forward that says, let's try to find some general categories that all the colleges and universities can identify their efficiencies. Those are on the left. Re-engineering business processes, partnerships with external entities, refinancing debt, what have you done to improve your physical facilities, physical plant management. These are general categories. So what in the future, what we're doing and the senior administrative officers are doing is getting it deep into the organization to say, please, when you do something that is significant in terms of cost reduction and efficiency, capture it, identify it, try to identify a fiscal impact, whether this was a one-time savings or permanent savings, and we'll be reporting this to Frankfurt on an annual basis, and I think this will be a good report to share back to the board. Any questions on this information item?
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. That concludes the executive committee meeting, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We'll